Well, good morning, everyone. It's time to gather. And while we're gathering, I will give you the nowadays obligatory warning to please turn off your cell phones. We want you to know that we have copies of the five wishes on the back table there in the foyer. Also, hospice brochures, and those little cards about the six more important things that we ran out of last week. So there are, again, more of those on the back table, and they can also be picked up at the hospice building, which is up behind the Riviera Theater. And with that, let us take our moment of silence. Amen. For you, those of you who don't know me, I'm Ann Heck, and I'm the spouse of our presenter today. And he's made it very easy for me to introduce him. You don't have to listen to me. You can see his life story. So Tom was born in 1943. He had two older brothers, and he lived in New Orleans until he was high school age. You can see he's a very cute little one. He was told that he was musical from his childhood, but he failed to make progress with piano lessons because, as he says, he played everything by ear. So he wasn't into reading music at that point. When he was 9 years old, his dad got a teaching Fulbright in Japan, and the whole family moved there for a year. And here's a picture of him in Japan, where you can see that he is beginning to develop a less than reverent attitude towards organized religion. In case you don't know what he's doing, he's hanging on the rope that is connected to the big log that rings the temple bell. He thinks that must be why today he prefers intentional Eucharistic communities to regular Catholic churches. He serves as a webkeeper for various nonprofits in town, including our own wordandlife.us site, as well as St. Anthony and Beatitudes. Then Tom moved with his parents to Paris during his high school years, where, besides learning French and passing the school leaving and university entrance exam in France, which is called the baccalauréat, he enjoyed tossing paper airplanes off the Eiffel Tower. I remember that very well because when we took our kids there when they were about 10 and 7, guess what we did? While in Paris, Tom came under the spell of Andre Segovia and his guitar artistry, and so he began the study of the classic guitar when he was about 15, and it was the guitar that became his first real entree into the world of serious music. Now, Tom's parents wanted him to stay Catholic, his older brothers having fallen away. So, in 1961, they gave him two college options, Georgetown or Notre Dame. He chose Notre Dame because it, unlike Georgetown, had a music department. Oh, and he graduated as a music history major in 1965. Then he went to Yale and did doctoral work in music history. Just for fun, he spent the summer of 1966 with a Catholic student group building latrines in rural Mexico near Toluca. He tells me that he's very good at talking about latrines in Spanish. The summer of 67 was even more fun, according to Tom. That's when he got to know me on Long Island Sound. There we are sailing. We were both studying languages that summer. He was doing Italian, and I was doing Russian. Also at Yale, at the Newman Center there, he met one of the Trapp family children, Rosemary, who was also studying in New Haven. And eventually he got to meet the real Maria von Trapp in Stowe, Vermont, where he was invited to arrange Christmas music for the Trapp family. That remains one of his fond memories. Well, and in 1968, you could see what happened. We got married. And to make a long story short, suffice to say that Tom spent most of his career at Ohio State University as head of the music library. And Columbus turned out to be a very good place to raise a family. Here you can see the Children's Christmas Liturgy of 1981. The second in line there is our son John playing a king. Our daughter was an angel, so she was off stage at the moment. And finally, we moved to Santa Barbara in 2001 when Tom retired. And since then, Tom has found his way into a variety of activities, singing and songwriting, serenading seniors with his guitar, stimulating aging brains, as the sub-headline in this newspaper article says, hospice volunteering, webmastering, and ongoing scholarly work as a musicologist and guitar historian. And so, with no more ado, I get a chance to lead the blessing. So, come on up, Tom.